Celebrities and sports stars are used to rolling with the punches when it comes to the internet. But what about their kids? This week, former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling went after internet trolls who made sexually explicit threats to his daughter after he tweeted out congratulations that she'd been accepted to college where she'll play softball. Here's Schilling speaking to Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game.
I've been a public figure for an extended period. I know that some unwanted publicity always comes with the territory. And that there are always going to be, those guys out in public. And then it really went from 0 to 100 immediately.
Well, Bill Littlefield joins us now, as he does every Wednesday, to talk sports. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
All right, Bill, so when we say that Schilling went after these internet trolls, what we really mean is that he ID'd two of the people who sent some of the worst tweets. He ID'd them on his blog. One of them was a part-time ticket seller for the Yankees, and now he's out of a job. So your reaction to all this?
Well, first of all, lots of these people have been identified, some by Schilling and some with people who were helping him. I think the most important thing to say first is some of the stuff that these people were putting up as tweets or on their blogs or whatever was disgusting, absolutely beyond any sort of definition of kidding, joking, good-natured. It was way past that. It was disgusting. And I'm not surprised that Curt Schilling went after them, and I'm not at all surprised that some of them have lost their jobs, because an employer looking at some of this stuff would say, why would I want to employ somebody capable of this kind of disgusting discourse?
It's a point taken. I want to just sort of remind listeners again that this sort of began because Schilling posted a congratulatory tweet about his daughter being accepted to college. Do you think he should have done that to begin with?
Well, that's a decision that only Curt Schilling can make. historically, he has been a great devotee of social media. And as he acknowledges himself, it's gotten him into trouble more often than not. It was a tepid sort of a thing. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. My daughter's going to be playing softball at this college to which she'll be going in the fall. And even he, with his experience with social media, said he was shocked by how gross the response was.
Yeah. And briefly, Bill, I mean, sports fans don't really have the monopoly on bad behavior or
That's
terrible
for
behavior
certain.
On the internet. But there has been, lots of examples of this. I'm wondering if there's anything that you think teams should do to encourage better fan behavior online.
Well, teams can do things if fans behave badly in stadiums. You can ban somebody. You can say you are no longer a season ticket holder. You can keep them out of the park. It's a little bit harder, obviously, when you're talking about somebody who's got a handle or a screen name or is hiding behind some other identity. And I'm not sure the extent to which teams are responsible. As Schilling pointed out when he and I spoke earlier today, there are laws against some of the things that these people were saying. Huh. I mean, this goes way beyond, nastiness. It's harassment and intimidation.
Well, let's move on to my favorite sports story of the week, which comes from Fort Myers, Florida, where Aaron Civale, a sophomore pitcher from Northeastern University, got a chance to pitch against the Boston Red Sox. He faced 8 batters. He struck out 4 of them, including Hanley Ramirez, Mike Napoli, Xander Bogaerts, and Big Poppy himself,
wow.
David Ortiz. What do you think, Bill Littlefield? Sounds like a career to me.
It's a great story. It's my favorite spring story so far, and I only hope that it isn't the best day this kid ever has on the mound, because I can see him talking to his grandchildren, 40 years down the line, saying, "When I struck out David Ortiz." But I'm sure it won't be the case. I'm sure this kid has a promising career ahead of him.
All right. Well, we've got him on the line. Aaron Civale is on the line now from Northeastern. And Aaron, welcome to Radio Boston, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I gotta ask you, what was that like being out there? And well, let me just ask you, some butterflies there the first time you're looking down at Big Poppy up to bat?
Oh, definitely. No doubt about that.
I want to know if you shook off your catcher. I mean, did he say fastball and you said, no, I can get Poppy with a curveball, anything like that?
No, not to him.
What about the Red Sox? Have they offered you a contract? I know they're looking for an ace. Maybe they've got one in you.
No.
Aaron, give us a sense, though, of how it made you feel and what you were feeling out there.
It's just an unbelievable feeling. We got there a couple hours before the game, just trying to take it all in. And once you get on the mound, I don't know, it's just baseball at that point.
Are you a kid at this point who has baseball in mind for his future, or are you studying electrical engineering and baseball's over when college is over?
Mechanical engineering.
Oh, close enough. Pretty close.
It's definitely on my mind, but working hard in both, and just hopefully I can make the most of it.
Aaron, did any of the Red Sox players that you fanned have anything to say to you or give you any comments?
No, I didn't get to talk to anyone after.
Oh, well, you struck them out. That's good enough.
Well, Aaron, I think you should go into biomechanical engineering, try to figure out how to replicate your arm.
Well, Aaron Civale, he's a right-hand pitcher from Northeastern University. He struck out 4 Red Sox players yesterday in Fort Myers. Aaron, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
What do you think, Bill? As you said, that's got to be something that's got to stay with someone for a long time.
I think it's terrific. I am terribly disappointed that he didn't get to speak to any of the Red Sox, because I could see on his mantelpiece 4 baseballs, each one signed by the guy that he's one of the guys he struck out. It would seem to me to be a natural. And, you know, if things ever go badly for him, eBay would be thrilled, I'm sure, to see that item up there.
Bill, quick question about the Boston Celtics. They were on a tear, a 3-game winning streak. It looked like they were going to beat the Golden State Warriors with the NBA's best record. Then yesterday they got crushed by the Cavaliers. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they what's going on?
Yeah, I hate to quote Bill Parcells, but it's irresistible at this time. You are your record, as Bill Parcells said. The Celtics are 23-35. They're not as good as the Hawks, the Bulls, or the Cavaliers of the East. They're better than the Knicks. That's about all we can say at this point. They haven't lost 4 games in a row for quite a while, but they keep losing 3 in a row.
All right. Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game. He joins us every Wednesday here on Radio Boston. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Stick with us. There's more in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.